If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
What is going on? Welcome to episode 79 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, player two in this one, Hate Zero. Are you better, man? Are you doing okay this week?
I'm doing very well. What is up, NPC fam? It's your boy, Hate Zero, your hero. I'm back. I'm happy.
If anybody's watching can see that fake smile, know that it is very, very fake.
Very real.
Guys, if you enjoyed that music you just heard, that was from On Being Human. Check them out on Spotify and YouTube. Remember, we're the unofficial Nintendo podcast. You can check out the Nintendo Power Podcast on iTunes and anywhere else podcasts are available. Before we get too far into this, audibletrial.com/NPC. Get yourself a free book. Check out Ready Player One. It comes out in theaters on the 29th. Pretty cool. Maybe Armada. That was the next book by same author. Super Mario. Console Wars. Lots of good ones. Audibletrial.com/NPC. Guys, the chair I'm sitting in is from OP Seat. Go to opseat.com. Check out their comfortable, affordable gaming chairs and use coupon code N64Josh to save $10 at checkout. That's opseat.com. Lastly, I have a Patreon that has free content, has some exclusive content starting at just $1 a month. So you can go check that out at patreon.com/N64Josh. I have a couple announcements real quick. We have the NPC fam is putting on a Splatoon tournament on April 7th.
And Splatournament, would you call it?
A Splatournament, that's right. So Katie Ann from the Discord, half of the Watermelon Squad, Kirby Geek is the other half, is putting this on. And her and Killer, I believe, are kind of the brains behind this operation. And so I don't believe there's going to be like any prizes, but we're just playing for fun. We're trying to get as many people involved as we can. So if you want to join the Splatoon 2 tournament on April 7th, join the Discord, n64josh.com/discord. That'll get you in there. And just at Catherine or at me, if you have any questions, and or Killer for Maxis. Actually, I don't know what his name is anymore. It's like Japanese characters or something, so I'm not quite sure. But yeah. And of course Lumber right there. Who is Katie and Killer? That is the best. That is like the ongoing joke of the stream and everything. So excuse me. The other announcement that I have to make, guys, is I have another podcast called the Smash Bros Cast, and it is now live on iTunes, Google Play, Podbean, and Stitcher, and soon to be on Spotify as well. And basically, it is a podcast that is going to be covering Smash news, hopefully interviews with competitive players in the community. And it's also basically a tutorial on how to improve at that game and how to get better at the game. And that's where I'm at. I'm kind of learning as I go, and I'm trying to just pass that knowledge as I'm doing it. So I've got 4 episodes up right now, I believe, including episode 0. And that's Smash Bros Cast. You can search for it, iTunes, Podbean, Google Play, or Stitcher, and you will be able to find it there. Also, if you just go to n64josh.com, all of those links and everything for the Smash Bros Cast, really easy to find. I want to say welcome, everybody. Cut-Eye, Lumber, Yikum, Shellshock, Da Cool Kid, OG Nate Dog, Callie, Cam. Did I miss anybody? Lumber, I think I said Lumber, Nightcrawler. There we go. Welcome, everybody that's here. Anybody that's just lurking, thank you for hanging out. We do this Tuesday night, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, twitch.tv/n64josh. Hey, we're closer to on time this week, so that's a thing.
Getting better.
That's getting better. It's getting better. It's good. How you doing, man? What have you been playing?
A little bit of Kirby. Enjoyed that, but this weekend we went to Beach House for my wife's birthday, so didn't get a lot of gaming in, but a buddy of mine was there and did some Mario Kart, which is fun. Always a blast. Especially blast when I'm better than somebody. So that's a rare occasion for me, so I'll take it.
Mario Kart's one of our first talking points tonight.
Oh.
Because we ran into some issues last night. So not good news either.
Oh, so, that's not good.
No, kind of a bummer. So as far as what I've been playing, a little bit of Detective Pikachu on the DS, which is just odd. I got the Pikachu amiibo that, like, let's be honest, guys, it's the only thing. It's the only other amiibo that could take on the Guardian amiibo from Breath of the Wild. It is absolutely a monster. It is massive. So pretty cool. The game's interesting. I'm just a little ways into it. And I recently switched over to the Black and Blue new 2DS and from my 3DS just to try it out. I actually don't turn the power button off with my pinky like I do on the 3DS. So I'm like, oh, I kind of like this. It feels a little more janky compared to the 3DS, but still, you know, still fine. I've been playing as much Smash as I can, obviously, with the new show and just trying to improve at that game. So I'll probably wear this one out much quicker than than I'd like, just because Smash has the tendency to do that. So, but of course we had Mario Kart Monday, and other than that, I didn't hardly play anything all weekend. I actually had people in the stream that were like, I in the Discord that were like, why didn't you stream this weekend? What is your problem? I'm like, I worked 14 hours on the new podcast. Please don't hurt me.
You've created a new standard of living, and people now had N64 Josh withdrawals.
Oh my gosh. I hope that's not a thing. Let's hope not. So any pickups for you the last week?
No, not yet. The next thing on my radar, I'm definitely going to pick up Punch-Out. When it comes out here, but that's this Thursday, correct?
It's not on the, I think that's just kind of a rumor, but I think it's actually happening. It's just, I don't know that it was ever officially announced, you know?
Got it.
Some company named Hamster had something to do with the leak, I guess. I don't know. I was trying to figure it out, and I'm like, I don't think I need to spend that much time on this. So well,
that's discouraging. I'm excited for that one.
Me too.
So we'll see. No, nothing else, though. Not at the moment.
Okay. All right. Well, as far as I have a new physical game coming tomorrow called, I don't even want to say this. I don't know if Kirby's here to yell at me or not, but it's like Atelier and Liddy and Atelier, Liddy and Suel, Alchemists of the Mysterious Paintings.
Your best bet would be to just like ruin it completely. Like Altair, Swile, just say it completely wrong so people think it's in sarcasm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so I've honestly have no clue. I just know that's the physical game coming out this week. So
there you go.
It'll be here tomorrow. I'll say I'll stream it and then I won't. So there, you know, that's also a thing.
Are you going to open it?
I don't even know. I don't know. Maybe we'll see. So as far as other releases, fingers crossed that Punch-Out's coming out. We're pretty sure it is. It's not on this list in front of me on the Nintendo Switch subreddit, but again, I just don't know that it was ever like officially announced. I think it was just kind of a leak. So, the other game, Clusterpuck 99, coming out March 29th.
You did it first try. You got it first try.
Eric was closing his eyes, like wondering if I was going to have to put in a, if I was going to have to bleep that one or not. So I kind of have a funny story with Clusterpuck. At PAX, two years ago, maybe even 3 years ago now, I don't know, time kind of just flies. It's whenever Halo 5 was coming out, okay, when it was like going to be coming out that holiday, so that August, I'm at PAX, I'm standing in line to play Halo 5, and here's this guy with this screen hanging around his neck, an Xbox in the backpack that he's got on, and like a little basket with controllers. I think that's where, or else they were just dangling. I can't remember. But here he is just like, hey, do you want to try my game? I'm like, well, sure. I'm just standing in line. And here's this Clusterpuck 99. So it's kind of like a, it's almost like an air hockey esque style of game. Like from what I played, it was kind of fun. It may be really good multiplayer. I don't want to necessarily say yes, go and buy it, because I didn't play it long enough to really give a good recommendation or not, but sure, the little bit that I played, I did enjoy. So, and you know, so that's coming out the 29th. Alteric is coming out the 30th, Shadowbug the 30th, and Toki Tori is also the 30th. And I will just mention it because I know Kirby is really excited for this one, but Penny Punching Princess is the 4th. So there you go. Penny Punching.
Big day. Big Princess. Day.
Yeah. Big day. Big day. So there we go. That's our upcoming releases.
Okay. Okay.
Now we got our news and talking points. Oh, I see Kirby's in chat now. So. I got to make sure. I wonder if, did she catch me? I had a, no. Okay, good. She didn't hear me try to, she didn't hear me try to pronounce that game apparently. So
what was that game again? I've forgotten.
Add a liar. I'm not sure how to say it. So Mario Kart 8 last night.
Yes. Do tell.
Okay. So we have a known troll that would always join my stream and race with us. Okay, so I banned him from my stream. He was on my friends list, so I removed him. I blocked him. And he was with us again last night under a different name, but he had the same, he had like 63,000 VR points, right? And I'm trying to get to 10,000.
Yeah.
And we're noticing stuff like, and Nightcrawler's like, I had him blocked too. I don't know if they're by chance somebody else has him on their friends list. I'm not sure. I don't know what's going on there. When you play that game, like I'm sitting at around 8,300, 8,400 points. Okay. If I'm the highest VR number in the room and I get first place, the most points I'm ever going to see, If I'm the highest and everyone else is lower or significantly lower, maybe 10 points, usually 9 points. We're noticing, okay. I noticed last night that this guy was 63,000 points. And then I was probably the second highest with 84. There might've been somebody else. I don't remember, but he was pulling in at least 16 points every time. Nightcrawler beat him one race and they both pulled in 12 points. And so I started doing a little bit of research, and there is quite a few hacks for Mario Kart that Nintendo's not doing anything about. And it's kind of ruining the experience. Like we were all having a pretty good time, and then this guy shows up, and because of him cheating, it just like took the wind out of my sails to keep playing the game. We played for a little while longer because a few new people jumped in. So I think what's going to happen from now on with Mario Kart Mondays is we're actually just going to do private matches. So we don't have to worry about, people cheating and stuff, but it's kind of unfortunate that this is taking place. And some of the hacks I saw were crazy. I saw guys like having instant stars, throwing like four red shells and immediately a blue shell, like dropping like four or five bombs behind them, just absolutely ruining the game. There's a way to boost their top speed. Obviously, there's a way to boost their points that they get at the end of the match. Like, basically, it's showing them as a lower score, even though they're higher. And right. The thing is, there's a large number of people that have these super high scores. So I'm assuming, because Pudding says, I even saw someone literally teleport. The thing is, I have over 200 hours into Mario Kart, and I'm sitting at 8,500 points. That guy that has 63,000 has 650 hours, maybe 700 hours now. That math doesn't add up.
Right.
It's not. It's not even close. So I don't know. It's Alka-Seltzer Teeny says, so silly, it ruined it for me and I wasn't even playing. Yeah, it's super unfortunate.
So was he cheating during gameplay or just on points?
No, like there's times that, I mean, you see me play Mario Kart, right? I do okay. Sometimes I can pull ahead. Sometimes I get 12th, right? But there are times that I've pulled far ahead. I've seen Nightcrawler pull far ahead. I mean, it happens in the game because you get away from the pack. With this guy, it's every single race. And even the race that he got hit with a blue shell and I was relatively close, he magically had a green shell that was able to target me and then had a mushroom to go by at the end of the race. And I'm like, how is this possible? Right? Because there was no, the other thing is, and correct me if I'm wrong, but if you get hit with a blue shell, you lose your items.
Yeah.
And there was no boxes between him and the end of the race, yet he still had items. So, and at one point I completely saw him, just get hit by the blue shell and it did nothing to him at all. Like, did not affect him whatsoever. He just kept on going. So, there we go. Alka-Seltzer says it wasn't just the points. Didn't he ninja dodge a blue shell? Yeah. And I totally called that. I was like, oh, because it's possible. If you have a mushroom, you can dodge a blue shell. It's super cool. If you pull it off, it looks really cool. But this guy, like, out of the middle of the explosion, here he comes. And I'm just going, oh, you know, come on.
I don't even understand the purpose behind that. Like, obviously there's a point system, but Mario Kart's not that kind of game.
No.
So he's ranked the highest in the world. I'm sure he's not, but like, what good is that doing you? Why cheat at Mario Kart? Like, if you're going to cheat at something, go cheat, find a way to cheat at Fortnite or, like, you know, do something creative with your time. It just seems so silly.
Yeah. And what DJ says brings up a good point. Nintendo hasn't stopped it. So these hacks are in the game for everyone to exploit. I mean, you have to put your SD card. I don't even really want to explain how to do it, but it involves putting it, downloading some stuff, putting it on your SD card, and then you can manipulate the game. You know, so he says these hacks are in the game for everyone to exploit. I mean, they're not technically in the game, but if you want to be competitive, do you learn the tricks or do you accept it? Because that's the other thing this guy said was like, because when he was in the chat for a while, he was like, oh, if you go backwards as soon as the race starts, then you're guaranteed better items throughout the rest of the entire race. And so, but there's also a way to manipulate which items you get with these hacks. You know, so it's just, I don't know. I don't understand it. I don't know why would somebody would do it, but so Mario Kart Mondays, we're going to focus on just private lobbies and having fun that way. So we don't have to worry about people cheating. We don't have to worry about losing VR. We can just race and have fun. We can turn items off. We can use just mushrooms. You know, we can have a little more fun with it that way. So, so come on out still. 6 o'clock Mondays Pacific Standard Time, and we'll do some Mario Kart Mondays. Okay, let's talk about fun stuff. Ark Survival was shown at GDC running on the Switch. I thought it looked pretty dang good.
Yeah.
What did you think?
Well, I don't know if this is considered fun stuff. I've played Ark. It's takes a certain type of gamer, I would say. But I saw the game running on the Switch. They did like an over the shoulder shot of him actually playing it on the handheld.
Yeah.
And it looked close to 30 frames per second. I didn't see any crazy clipping. All of it was pretty surprising because I played it on Xbox. There's been many updates since then, but it didn't run as smooth on the Xbox a year and a half ago as it is on the Switch today from that short video I watched. So that's, if nothing else, that brings me hope that some of these other games, because it's a fairly graphic game, not in content, but in graphics, I should say. So, you know, graphically, it's a pretty decent game. So I'm excited to see how it does.
And that's where I'm at. Like, I've played a little bit of Ark. It's one of those games that I know you have to invest a lot of time in to really enjoy, because you've got to, like, you basically got to get items to craft things, like get different materials to craft and that kind of stuff. And it totally is a throwback to like these 80s cartoons and toys called Dino Riders that I used to watch back in the day, where like dinosaurs had like robotic armor. So that was pretty sweet, you know. But it was the same thing for me. It was like, okay, this game may not be something I invest a ton of time into, but look at how the Unreal Engine is running on the Switch. Like that was pretty sweet to see. We played some Doom last night and it was, that game still is crazy to me that it runs on the Switch the way it does, as fast as it is. And even the way some of the lighting works, but the lighting was probably the most impressive thing I thought about that, Ark demo and being undocked, even, you know, like everything looked pretty good. So
yeah, to hit 30 undocked on that type of game is pretty impressive. And you know, they claimed they were hitting about 30. They never said it was a solid 30, but they haven't, from my understanding, they haven't done a lot of optimization yet. So you know, 30 might be achievable in the future. We will see.
Yeah, definitely something to keep an eye on. It's just exciting to see that there's these caliber of games can you know, make their way on the Switch. And we're going to get to one a little bit here that I was kind of worried wasn't even going to show up, but Nintendo files a strange patent for cards with NFC chips, and there's speculation that this could be Pokemon cards for the new game. There's a little drawing that goes with, like, the patent had a little drawing of like animals on cards with the little chip. And so, I mean, well, we've done Animal Crossing Amiibo cards. We've done Mario All-Star Amiibo cards. Pokemon? I mean, there's enough of them. We've done Pokemon cards. Why not make them Amiibo also? You know? And if they package them like they do Pokemon cards or the Animal Crossing cards, leave it to Nintendo to go back to their roots of selling cards to make money, right? And so, hey, if you want to catch them all, you got to trade. You got to, you know, you're gonna have to work some magic there.
Yeah, I mean, that's the obvious and most likely answer, but I'm going to go different.
Okay.
I'm going to say these are for the new Smash. They are new Smash Amiibo cards, because I don't think they're going to resell us Amiibo for Smash, right? So, and if they do, a lot of people will be upset because, like, I already have, you know, 14 Marios. Why do I need a new Smash Mario? So that's, I'm just going to say it's Smash.
Oh, you mean a Mario that has Cappy on for an Amiibo? Because, you know.
They didn't even make a Cappy Mario. Not really. For Mario Odyssey.
I know. So that's why. So, there you go. The Smash one will be, he'll be throwing fire with this Cappy hat on.
Well, yeah, they'll probably do that. Or they could do a really cool holographic card with him throwing it.
Ooh, you know? There you go. There you go. So
bring back the glory days of holographics.
Yes. Kirby Geek says even more Animal Crossing cards. There's over 800 of them.
That's so many.
It would not. Or wait, even maybe there's over 800 Pokemon. That's what she's saying. Okay, I'm understanding now. That's the hard thing about reading chat sometimes, is you try to put two and two together and you're like, okay, there's over 800 Pokemon. So, dude, they could make a killing selling these cards.
Yeah, off of you.
Off of me?
Off of you solely.
I was like, I'm like, there's over 800 different animals in Animal Crossing. I'm like trying to mentally, like, I don't think the strategy guide's big enough.
There might be. There's 800 animals. That's a lot of animal in Animal Crossing. I mean, the Switch can do, it can handle more. So 800 maybe is possible. Who knows?
There we go.
Who knows?
She says that does not even count their alt forms. So, you know, yeah, if it truly is, I mean, Nintendo's going to make money hand over fist with even more amiibo. And I mean, the other thing is, I don't think you're necessarily wrong as far as amiibo goes. I've seen Labo, and I've mentioned it on here before, taking the place of all the amiibo. I even tried to get an amiibo display from my Best Buy. I'm like, what'd you guys do with it? Like, can I have it? You know, like, that'd been sweet to have in my collection.
No luck, I take it.
No, and when I went to go get the Pikachu, they were like, oh, we only had two pre-orders of this. There's none other, and there's, you won't find one in the store.
Huh.
So, yeah, Labo's going to cross over with amiibo and get NFC chips. Like, there you go, Cam. Wouldn't surprise
mine me. As well. Yeah, mine as well.
Splatoon 2 World Championships and Smash Bros. Invitational 2018, June 12th through the 14th during E3. This gets me excited. What do you think about this?
I think I'm very excited. The Splatoon tournament's cool. I'll watch it just for the heck of it, but that doesn't excite me as much as Smash, because my hope is they're bringing the old Smash, and then the championship rounds will be on the new Smash, is my hope. Cause I don't think they're going to be like, oh, okay, we're all going to watch this tournament and it's all on the new Smash engine, new Smash game. But I do think, like, the Nintendo World Championships, you're going to run through the old Smash. The championship round is going to be on the new Smash Bros., whatever they're going to call this one.
So you don't think we'll see Smash on the floor at E3 for people to play?
Maybe after the tournament at some point. I think the tournament's going to be the big kickoff, because they want to incentivize people to watch. That's my guess.
Okay. All right.
I've been wrong a lot, though. Mario Maker still isn't on the Switch, so prepare for that to be announced at E3, though.
It's because it's getting a sequel, not a port. It's called Mario Maker 2. It's the same game. It just has Mario 2 stuff in it, you know. So,
no, man,
it's
Super Mario Maker.
DJ says, are they going to pull a wizard? The final round is going to be played on the new game? Yes, yeah, with the power glove.
Yeah, of course that's what they're going to do. Of course, that's what they're going to do.
What I really want to know is, how is this? What are we going to use for controllers? Are they going to sell an adapter? Are they going, because they've already set up the Pro Controller to be able to be plugged into the Switch, and you can turn, make it basically so it's a wired connection. And so,
I think, doesn't it by default, if you plug it in, it automatically defaults to USB, is what I heard. That could be wrong.
You have to go into a setting and turn it off, because it turns off your NFC reader and you can't use Amiibo anymore. And so the what I'm wondering is, like, are we going to see a wireless GameCube controller possibly that will plug in and charge?
We already have the Wavebird. Why not?
I know.
Maybe we'll get one that's wireless with Rumble.
Oh, don't.
2018.
Come on. Don't tease me now. Don't tease me now. But I mean, I can't see them not putting out a GameCube controller of some kind. Right? I mean, what do you think we're going to get GameCube Joy-Cons that'll fit inside the the grip?
I don't think so, because that's going to make every case developer out there so upset. But I think we'll see some, GameCube type plug-in or adapter for our analog GameCube controllers. More than likely, you're going to get a new Switch GameCube controller that is USB-C or USB, whatever the case is. And if we don't get it from Nintendo, someone else is going to do it. So it'll happen regardless.
Hori's making that D-pad, Joy-Con with the D-pad that like literally has nothing inside of it and is not wireless. So you have to have it on the system while you're using it. DJ says the GameCube controller really that awesome. I had one back in the day and I'm not gushing over the thing still. It is for Smash for some reason.
It was awesome for more than just Smash, and I can fully. It had the one drawback. I don't like the C stick, and my problem wasn't with the C stick. It was with the hexagonal shape that it had, so you can only go in directions. But what the GameCube controller had was the best analog triggers I've used on any controller, past, present, future. By far, best analog triggers you will ever get on a controller.
Yeah, they're pretty. I'm actually holding one right now. So I know you're talking about that hexagon thing. It's actually helpful for Smash because there's so many moves that are that use those directions. So it actually helps. But it's just kind of a staple in the Melee series. I mean, I've been able to play even with the Wii U gamepad, right? It's not like you have to use the controller. I think it's just one of those things that it's just like the community standard almost, Yeah. And the only thing I have ever complained about the GameCube is the tiny Lucky Charm D-pad. Like, it's literally like a right out of a box of Lucky Charms. But I could still play Tony Hawk on this thing. Like, I'd get wicked Nintendo thumb from it, but I was still able to do it. And so I think that's what it boils down to. It's just become like almost like an arcade fight stick. That's what the GameCube controller is for Smash at this point. That's what I would say.
And DJ asks if the triggers were specific to Smash. Did they do anything for Smash? I don't know that they would have mattered for Smash. I was more talking about like racing games. Some of the shooters like Resident Evil 4 use the triggers with how hard you pull down on the trigger is how quickly or how much he lifts his gun. Mario Sunshine obviously took full advantage of the triggers with the water. So I think that was a big piece for me, is that controller's triggers were the best, and the ergonomics on the controller so great. Just fit in the hand, unless you're going to use the D-pad, it fit in the hand great. Also, and even the A button is perfect on there. I could go forever.
The giant A button. I love the soft feel of the sticks.
Yeah.
They feel nice.
They do.
Wolfenstein tweeted. They tweeted out April 7th during PAX East that people will have a chance to go hands on with the game on Switch and be entered to win a crazy looking custom Switch. I will include a link to this tweet in the show notes, n64josh.com/npc79. If you want to be able to check it out, it's bright yellow. It looks really cool. But hey, we got an update on Wolfenstein. I was wrong. I was wrong. I was worried that this game wasn't going to make it. And hey, they're still going strong. So, and
good.
It's going to be playable. So we're going to get some hands-on impressions very soon.
I'm excited for it. I think the Switch needs games like this. Obviously we're all here because we love Nintendo. We're going to buy the Switch. We're going to buy the first party Nintendo games. But I just feel it really needs this third party support. You need to be able to pick up these killer titles across all the platforms if they want to capture that audience, I guess I should say. So I'm excited for it. I'll pick it up.
Can we address the salt in the chat right now? Kirby Geek, bright yellow, really cool. What is this? Like, it looks cool. It looks like a, it looks like a, like a piece of tech from the game. Like, it's cool looking. So salty, so salty. DJ, I saw HL3 Half-Life 3 last week too. I'm still not holding my breath. Like, come on, guys. It's so, like, enjoy things. It's okay. Enjoy things.
The internet has stolen the joy out of people.
I guess. I text somebody this week, or it may have been you, Eric, I can't remember, that it was like, I feel like people have more fun complaining about video games than playing them at this point. Like, just enjoy things. People were going off on Sea of Thieves, and I'm like, come on. Like,
Kirby says, I can't enjoy yellow. I don't understand why, but just the thought of yellow is unenjoyable. I like it. I'm okay with that. I'm good with that.
Oh, Henny calls her out. You hate Pikachu. So anyway, Wolfenstein, hands on. That'll be good. That's April. You can go hands on it with April 7th. So very soon we'll find out how it's doing. This is interesting. Nintendo applied for 9 trademarks, including Octo, which is for the Splatoon DLC, Dylan's Dead Heat Breakers, Luigi's Mansion, Mario and Luigi, Metroid, Metroid Prime, Smash Bros., Wario Land, and WarioWare.
Yeah.
Wario Land, where we're finally going to see Waluigi in a game that's not a sports game.
He's not even going to be in there.
Oh my gosh. Well, they are going to be the best. It's going to be like Perfect Strangers, but with Wario and Waluigi. And if you know it
would be literally unplayable.
If you know what Perfect Strangers is, you're old like me. Sorry.
Yeah, that game will be literally unplayable.
But do you have much history with the Wario Land games? My only is just the Super Mario Land 2, the 6 golden coins, where Wario is the villain. I never went on to play any of the games after that, but I know a lot of people like them.
Yeah, I never played those. I played the WarioWare titles, but never any of the Wario Land. But I'm a little more receptive to some of the weird Nintendo quirks as I've gotten older than I was when I was younger, which makes no sense, but I've kind of released this like negative block I've had as a young man and opened my heart to Nintendo. So it's good. I'm really happy about it, except for Waluigi.
Why'd you gotta put the last part in there?
It's important.
I love how our Discord is so torn between people that love Waluigi. No. I don't even think there was really a love for Waluigi, but it's the reaction to how much hate there is. All of a sudden, yeah, we just act like we love him.
I don't think anyone actually loves Waluigi except in like sarcasm. There's no one actually loves Waluigi. It's just like you claim you love Waluigi. I think it's simply just because you really love to make us cringe.
Yes, I really love to get under your skin. That's what it boils down to. Here's how I can sell more DSs and the Mario. Let's see, what's it called? Mario Sports All-Stars, I believe is the name of the game. You can play as Luigi. Let's see, what's the exact title here? I have my DS games. Mario Sports Superstars. I believe you could throw baseballs at Waluigi, like possibly beat him, you know. So
best game ever. They should have advertised that in the like marketing campaign. I would pay full retail price for a water dunk game where all you do is throw a ball and dunk Waluigi.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I love it. So there we go. Hey, if, like I said, my gut feeling is that we are going to see some of these old brands revived. Whenever I say that, I default to brands like Wave Race, F-Zero, 1080. I'm not necessarily saying that those will be the games that come out, because I don't know that they're relevant enough anymore. You know, just to make a game about Wave Runners, I don't know that people are really going to be into that now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it would need more of a character or a story nowadays, but who knows? Yeah. But games like Wario Land and some of these other titles, they, like I said, they always just kind of escape me. But if Nintendo has the means for it, because the Switch is doing so well and they can take some of these risks, that even if some of these, hey, let's try another Wario Land, if it doesn't do that great. But I almost feel like Nintendo's in a place right now that, I mean, well, I take that back. After this week, Pikachu, Detective Pikachu didn't even make some of the top 10 lists for sales, which I think surprised a few people. And then you got Mario Kart 8 that's still in the top 10 month after month, week after week.
I don't understand. Who's still buying that game?
I don't know. Everybody that finished Odyssey is going and buying Mario Kart now, I guess.
Wouldn't they have already had it? Like, how many copies do you need? Josh, how many copies have you contributed to this?
I'd rather not talk about it. On the Switch, 3. On the Wii U, 2.
Goodness.
2, 3, 4. Right. I don't know. Yeah, a lot. A lot. So Kirby says she's waiting for her new Mole Mania game. Henny says Eternal Darkness. Pilot Wings is another one. Yeah, see, these guys are they're throwing. Nightcrawler says, didn't they trademark 1080 a little while ago? I'd have to look and see.
I believe they did, and then people speculated it was just to keep the brand, because people immediately the thoughts were, oh, that's going to be on N64 Classic. And then we got no more information about it. So it still could be. That still could be true.
Yeah, and maybe we'll see something like a Wario Land collection make its way over. I mean, here's the thing. The virtual console on the Wii U is phenomenal. Like, it is almost like playing every system. You're missing original Game Boy titles, but you've got Game Boy, you've got DS, you've got NES, Super NES, 64. You can play Wii titles on it. And it works. And the cool thing is, with some of the DS titles, they just put both screens right on the, you can play right on the gamepad with both. It just shows both little screens, or it actually puts a DS right on the screen and you just see both the screens. Not ideal, but it leads me to believe that the Switch has the potential to be like the first system to potentially have every Nintendo game, period, from, you know, 3DS. We've got Wii U ports all the way down the line. It could. DJ did point something out, though, that apparently Nintendo has been sued by some company in France, and using the term virtual console is not going to happen again. He posted a link to it, I guess. I didn't get a chance to really look into it, but
interesting.
Yeah, so we may not be seeing that.
What if all of these are just going to be virtual games inside the new Animal Crossing?
Don't tease me.
All right, we won't even go down that road then.
Don't tease me. So
we won't do it.
But I mean, the other thing from that list that we know Dylan's Dead Heat Breakers is coming out. Luigi's Mansion we know is coming out. Mario and Luigi is coming out. Yeah. Metroid and Metroid Prime. So we know, you know, that's the thing. Are we going to see another sequel to, like, we saw Metroid 2 this E3? Are we going to see like a remake of Fusion or Metroid Zero Mission on the DS?
Well, maybe. The other thing is, they could simply just be renewing their trademarks so they don't lose them. But maybe I think we see a lot of sequels to things, a lot of spinoffs to others. You know, obviously We're getting a new Metroid Prime. We're getting the remake to Luigi's Mansion, but I would be very surprised if we don't see a Luigi's Mansion 3. I don't see how that doesn't happen with how good Odyssey was, you know, the graphical abilities of the Switch. I think that's a guarantee.
You're going to be super sad if it's on the DS.
Why would you even say that? Like, why would you even bring that?
Because they're kind of pointing that direction. Like, hey, we've got this engine that runs well on this system. Dark Moon was awesome. Hey, let's bring the first game over. And oh, wow. Hey, here's the third game, guys, to complete the trilogy. All you got to do is get this fancy new 2DS that we're going to support until 2020. Luigi's Mansion with Waluigi co-op, says Cam Autobot.
Yeah, and he figured out a way to sap my enjoyment of the game. It's gone. I don't want it anymore.
Would you say he sucked all the enjoyment out of it?
He did suck all the enjoyment out of it.
little Wayne's World reference. Oh man. So as far as other news, ARMS Global Test Punch is this weekend. You can download free software from the eShop and try ARMS if you haven't had a chance. So,
I love what they're doing with that. I think it's a great way to, rather than just have a demo, you know, I don't know how well that's actually turned into sales for them, but I think it's a unique and really cool thing they're doing, because that's not the first time they've done it with ARMS, at least.
I think what they need to do is knock the game down to $29.99 right after the test punch and see if a few more people pull the trigger on it.
I don't disagree with you, but you know Nintendo doesn't like to discount their games.
I know.
I would love that, and I think for a lot of people, I don't think that game had enough content to make it a $60 game, which is completely debatable, because you could play that game forever if you wanted to. It's just like, you know, Mario Kart in that regard. But yeah, if you dropped it down to even the $40 price point, I think it would sit a little better with people.
Totally. The last thing that we have for tonight's show is there was a rumor this morning. Somebody tweeted out, I don't even remember the guy's name, I'm guessing it's not going to happen, but he tweeted out that we would be getting a Pokemon Direct tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And there were...
You would think they would have announced it by now.
You'd think. There was even some details that came from either him or another source that were like, basically, it's going to be two games, and which, I mean, that doesn't really surprise me if it was two games. They've always seemed to be two games, sometimes three games. I don't think it's going to happen, but I did ask the Discord and the Patreon, what would a Pokemon wish list be? I'm going to ask chat right now. What is your Pokemon wish list? I know Kirby's like, wow, Pokemon two games, right? Like you're really leaking some news there, buddy.
Yeah, dropping bomb.
Did you guess that on your own?
You must have some insider knowledge.
Yeah. So
I wouldn't be surprised if Nintendo was ready, because these things are pre-recorded. They don't do them live or anything. I wouldn't be surprised if Nintendo knows that the leak happened and decided, you know what, we're going to pause. We're going to wait for, you know, 3 days, 4 days, a week, 2 weeks, you know, whatever. That wouldn't shock me at all. And that's what I would do if I was Nintendo and you leaked my stuff. Be like, all right, we're just not going to announce it now.
Here's a question though that I was thinking about. Last year we saw two extreme heavy hitters for Nintendo. We saw Zelda and Mario, right? Yep. 3D Mario, Zelda Breath of the Wild. And I mean, even Splatoon is slowly turning into like kind of one of these like staple brands.
Yeah.
But really two of the biggest games, Zelda, Mario, and then Mario Kart, you can even sprinkle in there for as far as sales numbers go. All we know right now for really big games is Smash. Do you think Pokemon? Do you think? Oh, it's huge. I mean, it was a top selling game on GameCube. Yeah. You know, it did well there. Do you think Pokemon is another game we'll see?
Like ever, or this year? It's hard to say. I think we'll see it. I'm just not 100% convinced it's going to be this year. With Smash definitely coming this year, Animal Crossing being likely this year. They might push Pokemon to come, because isn't Pokemon generally a November release? Chat, you can.
It is. Incur. Okay. I mean, it has been the last few, the Ultra Moon and Moon and stuff.
I think that time slot's going to be crowded, because I would suspect Smash is going to come in, you know, that late October, early November time slot. And then we don't know. Metroid, is that coming this year? There's been rumors it might be, likely going to be pushed if any of them get pushed.
So I don't know if this is a very popular opinion. I'm going to throw this up here. I'm sure Kirby's going to let me have it. Maybe she'll agree. Who knows? Stranger things have happened. I feel like we're going to get Animal Crossing quarter one. That's where I feel like that's going to be like a spring, late winter spring game. I think Pokemon is probably going to be out, and I think Metroid's going to be out too, but I think Metroid Prime will be the Xenoblade Chronicles 2 of 2018. That's what I think. I think it's going to sell. I think it will sell a million copies like Xenoblade did, but I don't know that it's going to do much more than that, unless it's something like completely stellar. Like it becomes the Halo of the Switch. Like I've been wanting to see, which I mean, you know, could totally happen. It becomes one of those like sleeper hits that everybody's like, oh, you didn't pick this up. You need to.
Yeah.
That's kind of what happened with Xenoblade, right? A lot of the first people that played it were like, don't miss this game. I mean, that's where I was. I'm like, don't miss this game. So
yeah. Don't forget me.
By the power of friendship.
I think Pokemon, I think we get Animal Crossing or Pokemon. I don't see a scenario we get both. They're too, I think the demographic's too similar. Obviously there's going to be hardcore fans of either, but I think it lends itself well with either of the fan bases. So those two games to me would compete against each other. You know, Pokemon's going to be a huge game. You can sink hundreds and hundreds of hours in. Animal Crossing's the same way. And your fan base for both games are going to be similar. So it just doesn't seem likely.
If Pokemon comes out, is that a game you will play? Have you played many of them in the past?
I played the old ones when I was younger. You know, I played Red, Yellow. So it's been a while. I did pick one up on one of the DS iterations. I forget which one it is now. I really like the idea of those games. But if it comes out and it's the same formula as it's mostly been in its entire life, I don't think I'll pick it up. If they do some sort of innovation, make it open world, you know, maybe, change some of the RPG elements, you know, just if they change it enough, I'll buy it for sure.
And that's kind of been a common thread about some of, as I read through some of these answers, is there's some people that really want to see it kind of get mixed up a little bit. Benji Kong in the Patreon question, his answer, I said, what's your wish list for Pokemon? Banjo Kazooie, put them in everything.
Okay. I know one person who's going to be disappointed.
David from Patreon says, they'll never do it, but my friends and I always dream about a Pokemon game that is either MMO or just more multiplayer than just trades and battles, or features real-time combat, a la Pokken tournament. So in my dreams, a Pokemon on the Switch would have both.
Ooh.
What if they did like a Monster Hunter World style game, but with Pokemon?
So let me continue.
Oh,
there's some people that say very similar things.
Okay.
Maverick says, my dream Pokemon game is an open world action RPG, Breath of the Wild, for example, style of game.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Sun Worshipper, I want them to do a Pokemon World where all of the regions are in one game. Kid Curdy, the only request I have is add Magikarp Jump, which that must be a Pokemon joke that I don't get. Ganthet says, give me X and Y. Give me an X and Y game with character customization and toss in some of the cool parts of Sun and Moon. Cut Eye says, I just started my first Pokemon game, which is Ultra Moon, and it's very good so far. I wish we could skip the animations as it takes some time up every time you go to face something. Maverick says, the only Pokemon game I've played was Red and Blue. I know I'm old, but give me a game in that region with monsters that I know and I'd play it. My whole family played Pokemon Go until the release of Pokemon that I didn't know, and that killed the nostalgia for me. But a game that was what I described, I'd play for sure. Nate the Anarchist says, I would love a Pokemon game with a trainer customization guaranteed, and I would also like the feature where Pokemon follow you. HGSS followed this feature. I'm not sure what that is off the top of my head. As Sun Worshipper stated, we should definitely have the option to explore other regions post game as well. That would make a great Pokemon game. So some people want the open world style stuff. Killer says, a game more like the anime is more what I'm looking for. The turn-based combat never really did anything for me. Let's see. Heart Gold and Soul Silver, Josh Kirby just pointed out. See, Oracle, that is why you are here, to bring the knowledge that I lack. And Kirby says, Magikarp Jump is an app game. I have that. Totally didn't understand what it was. I thought it was a joke. Also, DJ wants to make his trainer clothing customization so I can get my Gucci on. Fair enough.
I do want to... I hope they bring two games, but I hope they do something different. Instead of having like Silver and Black, they go with a standard Pokemon game, so we don't upset those fans, because they're going to be horribly upset if we change it to a open world, blah, 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 right? And then, you know, a new Pokemon of the future that kind of... I think they can offer both. Maybe one's just a 3DS platform. If you want standard Pokemon, you get it on the 3DS. If you want new and exciting Pokemon, play it on the Switch.
Oh, man. Like, are you basically saying two games, one on the DS, one on the Switch, that could talk to each other?
Well, in trading and stuff, they could talk to each other, but like gameplay is going to be completely different. Like they're going to be different games, but you can still trade together.
The chat is not happy about that. Like, but well, seriously, from a
they're
business,
not going to be happy regardless, because half the people like the traditional format and the other half want the, you know, something new. Right. So right.
I'll play Pokemon this time if it's a game I like.
Exactly. So this gives both people something they like.
There you go. I mean, I think Nintendo would absolutely make a killing if they launched the Switch game on the DS as well, just like they did with Fire Emblem Warriors, like they're doing with Toad's Treasure Tracker. Fire Emblem Warriors. Yeah, I said it right. There's so many Fire Emblem games, I didn't want to screw it up. And again, a lot of people, their DS is their Pokemon machine, you know? So I'm not saying I want that, but like I could totally see it happening, especially since we're seeing them support this system all the way up through 2019 now, at least. And we know games like Monster Hunter Double Cross, you could play multiplayer with a Switch and a DS at the same time. So it is possible. It is possible. For me, I think the thing is, I mean, I played a little bit of it. I have Moon. I played a couple hours of it. I didn't pull a Josh. I think the thing is, surprising, with these games that come out on Switch, it's not just about like, oh, I want to get this and play it, but like, I want to make sure I can be in the conversations with the community, you know, because it just seems like as a whole, more people are excited. I feel like this could be one of the, depending on the install base of the Switch, could be one of the best selling Pokemon, or it may be a Pokemon down the road for the Switch, because it just seems like more people want to play it that haven't played one in a very long time. And I think that's just an element of what the Switch has. Like, people just want to play games on it. Period. You know, and Pokemon games have, they have that history, and you know, whether they change up the RPG style or the combat or whatever they end up doing, I think they know it needs to be good. It's one of those cherished brands. I don't think they'll mess it up. And Nightcrawler's pointing out that I admitted pulling a Josh is a thing. Fine. It's a thing. It'll be on the next shirt. Oh my goodness. So, all right. Well, hey, this has been fun, man. Where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at @HateZero. You can find me in Discord. I'll be hanging out occasionally. I've been in there a lot less recently, so it's really hard to keep up because we got so many people. It's a very active community now, which is really cool to see. So if you want to join Discord, n64josh.com/Discord.
Yep.
Yeah. Do that. Definitely do that. Otherwise, yeah.
All right.
Hit me up.
Awesome. Guys, you're going to find me on Twitter at N64Josh. The same is true for Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, all the above. It's all N64Josh. I got the new podcast coming out, Smash Bros. Cast. Find it on iTunes, Google Play. Just go to N64Josh.com. You can find it there as well. Hey, if you want to get yourself a Nintendo PowerCast t-shirt, go to N64Josh.com. Look at it says store right up there on the menu. You can get a coffee mug that says Nintendo PowerCast on it. You can get t-shirts, sweatshirt, you know, all kinds of stuff. So check that out. Of course, audibletrial.com/NPC. Get yourself a free book from Audible. Help support this show. We really, really appreciate that. Check out Ready Player One. Movie's coming out soon. Hopefully it's going to be sweet. The chair I'm sitting in. Yeah, Friday. It is. So don't hurry up. Hurry up and get that. Listen to the book first.
Do.
OPC.com. Get yourself a comfortable, affordable gaming chair. Save $10 by using coupon code N64Josh. I do have a Patreon, patreon.com/N64Josh. You can get yourself an extra podcast. There's other exclusive pieces of content, as well as some free content on there. So go check that out. If you're enjoying the show, leave us a review on iTunes. The more, the merrier. Thank you for everybody that's done that. I really, really appreciate it. If you check out the Smash Bros. Cast on iTunes and you like it, leave a review there as well. I really want to hit new and noteworthy, so that would be awesome. I kind of need your guys' help for that, so thank you in advance for that. And remember, you can find all the links we mentioned in today's show. DJ just totally threw me off because he said, I just saw the yellow Wolfenstein Switch and says, why? I thought it looked cool. I don't know. Maybe I should look at it again. All the show notes for this week's episode, n64josh.com/NPC79. We'll see you Thursday for the NPC Mini. Thank you guys for hanging out. live. We appreciate you. Thank you for listening to this week in and week out. Have a good one. We'll see you later.
Toodaloo.